So what's happened since last time we spoke to you back in March?
Well, Michael, we've had a big development about 2 weeks ago at the beginning of September. The Department of Planning made two announcements, which to us are very inconsistent and incoherent announcements. The first was on the 3rd of September. They announced that they were actually backing the council's strategic plan for the site.
Which so you thought you'd won?
Well, that was fantastic news. We thought, yeah, this is great. They did actually increase the development potential of the site above what the council had wanted by increasing the shop size limitation from 400 square metres to 500 square metres. Now, that's a shop size. It's about five times the size of shops that are currently up there at the moment in the neighbourhood centre. But apart from that, they actually endorsed the council's planning proposal. And part of the council's strategic plan was to keep the height limit and the floor area limit at the current limits. They did a lot of strategic work.
Which are, if I can interrupt?
Yes, certainly.
The current limits are?
The height limit is currently 13 metres, and the floor area limit is what they call a floor space ratio of 1 to 1.
Right.
Now, the council concluded at the end of their strategic planning process that those limits were appropriate. And in the end, the community said, OK, we'll agree with that. We'll go along with that. But so one day after accepting this planning proposal, the Department of Planning announced that they were actually also backing the developer's plans, and the developer's plans are to increase the height limit to 150% of what it is now and to double the allowable floor area. So in effect, to double the size of the allowable development. It's a completely inconsistent decision, and we can't understand what changed in 24 hours.
Well, I was near the site at 8 p.m. One evening recently, and I was amazed how quiet it was at that time of the evening. I mean, all that's going to go, isn't it, if this happens?
Yes, certainly. That's what the local residents are concerned about. This is a residential area. We have local shops for local people, and that's the way it's zoned, and that's the way it should be. What this planning proposal does is to increase the development potential of the site to make it into a village centre rather than what it is, which is a neighbourhood centre. So it makes it more of a retail space, attractive to people from up to 2 kilometres away, brings a lot of traffic into our neighbourhood, around our school, around the beach. It all just doesn't make any sense, and it's all inconsistent with the strategic planning that Waverley Council has done.
And you're saying that's the main effect on the area, the traffic and so forth?
Yeah, look, that's what the community is mainly concerned about, the traffic, especially around our school, Glavelli Public School. The PNC there is very concerned about the safety of the children with an increase in the number of trucks and also commercial traffic around the school. The original plan was to have the trucks going past the front gate of the school, past the Clavelli Scout Hall, and also past the Bronte Childcare Centre at the other end of the street. And under the current rules, that could still happen. So this is something the community is extremely concerned about.
And how can you continue to mobilise? I mean, you've been through all this before. It must be hard to get up again to go through the process once more.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that, Michael. Look, this is a war of attrition that the department's been waging on us.
You feel they're trying to wear you down or something?
Certainly. I'm sure that's part of the plan. I mean, this consultation period that's coming up in October is going to be the fifth time in 2 years that we've been consulted about this development at this RSL site. So it is a war of attrition, and it's hard for the community to keep going. But you know what keeps me going is I often get an email from a community member saying, thanks very much for all the work you're doing, and thanks for all the work, say, Bronte's doing, and keep it up. And that sort of thing really gives you a lift and makes you want to get out there and win this campaign for the community.
So what have you got planned for this occasion? What are your next actions with the group?
Well, there's a community consultation period coming up again, as I say, the fifth one in 2 years. We think that's going to be in October, and that's going to be run by Waverley Council on behalf of the Department of Planning. And we're holding a major rally and community meeting on the 13th of October. That's a Monday evening. And that's going to be held at the Clavelli Public School Hall. So please, anyone out there who's listening, who's interested in democracy and democratic process, please come along to that. That's Monday the 13th of October. It will start at around 6 p.m. at the school.
And how can people get in touch with you if they want to get involved in that?
Well, our website has a lot of information on it, Michael.
It does indeed.
savebronte.com. It's got contact details there. You can email us always at savebronte@hotmail.com. The website's actually savebronte.com. And send us an email. We get straight back in touch with you. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @savebronte, and also on Facebook. And on Facebook, we put up regular updates about what's going on. And one of the things you'll find on there, Michael, is our little video that we've just put out. It's a 2-minute animation, and it highlights the the ridiculous situation at Bronte where the scales of justice have become unbalanced. And that's the title of our video. It's called The Scales of Justice. So please get on and have a look at that.
Well, Stephen Lightfoot, thanks for coming in yet again. Monday, October the 13th, Clovelly Public School.
Yeah, very important. We're going to have media there. The mayor's going to be there. Our local member, Bruce Notley-Smith's coming along as well. There'll be councillors there and also our community. And anyone in the Waverley District, anyone in Sydney who cares about democracy, please come along and see what's going on.